Hey everyone, this long-awaited, much-asked-for product management video is out. I had a chat with Sharon Ikechi on getting started with product management, and I hesitated sharing this video because I had some technical issues while recording, but I can't waste such good content, such good information. This was really insightful. Sharon talked about getting started with product management, how you can get a job as a product manager, the difference between product management, project management, what technical PMs are, and all that. Everything you need to know is right here in this video, and I don't know what we're still waiting for. Let's get started already. Hey Sharon, it's so good to have you here. It's been such a long time since I last saw you. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And you're a product manager right now at Simply. That's such a nice name, by the way. What does Simply do?
Simply offers payroll and HR services to small businesses in North America. So right now we have a payroll software, we have an onboarding software, and we're just rolling out the hiring app as well. So for businesses to be able to seamlessly manage their HR processes, we have hiring, onboarding, and payroll covered for that.
Interesting. Yeah. And you're product manager. What did you do before product management? I know you worked at Andela.
So I worked at Andela as a curriculum developer.
Okay, cool.
So while I was there, I worked with the curriculum team that was responsible for building Andela's learning content. Micro courses, learning paths for Andela's fellowship program.
Okay. Oh, that's great. And was that the last role you did before product management?
No, that wasn't the last role. So after Andela, I joined Energy Talent Company as a product and curriculum lead. And that was my very first role that involved product management, right? And it also involved curriculum development as well. So while I was there, we were building curriculum for the program. So the program involved developing talents in the solar energy industry. So we were building the content and also the AR platform to deliver the lessons. Then after that, I joined Simply, and I've been there for over a year now.
Was that what got you really interested in product management? At what point did you decide that you're going to become a product manager?
So it was while I was at Andela that I heard about the role, and I also knew some product managers there, and by interacting with them, I got to know more about what product management entails. Okay. And what really caught my attention was the very essence of the role. So if you look at the high level skills in product management, it includes research, right? You have to do a lot of research. I love doing research, right? And defining a product also comes with its own form of creativity, right? Because you have to interact with people, you have to do a lot of research, you have to think about the business, you have to think about bringing everything together, and it also involves a little bit of project management depending on the company you work with, which is something that also has always come naturally to me, right? So it was a role that I realized had the skills that I had at that time and also involved the things that I've always wanted to do. So that's why it caught my attention.
Oh, yeah, you talked about project management just now. I'm going to ask you the difference in a bit, but let's say I've not heard about product management before, and I just I see that you're a product manager. I'm like, hey Sharon, what's product management? If you want to give me the simplest of explanations, what would you say?
Okay, so it involves I'll say the simplest explanation would be saying managing the products, right? But that's a very high level. So breaking that down, it starts with what's a product? It's either a service or a physical product that you're offering to a customer, and the customer is paying for that product or for that service. Okay. Now, for a customer to pay for a product or service, it means that they want what you're offering, and it also solves a problem that they have, right? Or it adds value to either their lives or their business. So as a product manager, what you're doing is, first thing is to identify what that problem is or what the need is for that customer so that they can find your products valuable.
Okay.
So identifying that is a phase, it's a phase in product management. And then the next is, after identifying the need, you now want to define what that product is, because you would have to work with a team that would build the product, right? And you need to know what to build. If not, you wouldn't get the product developed. So you define that, which is also another phase in product management. And then you also have to collaborate with that team to check that you're building the product the right way. And at every point in time, that product is meeting the needs of the customer, because it's not a one-day job, right? Something that takes time. And when time is involved, things get more complex. So you want to work with that team at every point in time to check that you're always meeting the customer's needs. And what I'm building for humans is also complex, because our needs change. So you also want to stay close to your customers to check that as their lives evolve or as their business evolves, you're constantly meeting their needs with that product.
Okay.
So that's basically what product management is.
That sounds interesting, because you're going to decide how a user is going to feel that day, whether they're going to feel bad, whether they're going to feel good about your product. But wait, is it just about tech products? Is it just about software product management, or is there product management outside of building software?
There is, because there are also products that aren't like software, but it depends on what kind of product manager you want to be or what industry you want to go into. So if you choose to go into the software engineering industry, then you need to be working on software products.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay. So is this something that can be studied in school? Is there like a product management course in universities?
I'm not sure about the product management course for bachelor's degree at this time, but I know that right now we have like lots of resources on the internet for people that want to transition into product management. So there are courses, online courses, there are schools as well that you can enroll into, and they have like training programs that you can go through. So anyone that wants to move into the field shouldn't feel that they wouldn't get support in terms of resources for learning. Like, there are so many of them out there.
Okay. Oh, cool. Sounds cool. And speaking about like technical product management, like for software and all that, do you need programming skills to become a product manager? Do you need to be good with computer science knowledge or HTML, CSS, JavaScript and all that to become a product manager?
The answer is no, you don't need to have programming experience to become a product manager, because when you look at the skills involved in product management, it's communication, right? Business knowledge. So you need to understand the industry, you understand the company as well. You need a lot of research skills. You need to be able to organize, because you will be working with multiple units in the organization. And then there's the technical aspect as well that comes in handy once in a while. For example, as a PM, if you're able to write, you're able to work with SQL, then that can come in handy if it adds value to your team, right? But if it's not a technical PM role where you are required to have prior knowledge as a software developer, and they would need you to bring in that knowledge for one reason or the other into the team on a very high level, then you don't need to, because even with that, you wouldn't have to like code on a day-to-day basis as a technical PM. Right, but the knowledge you have and the experience is what will come in handy in that role. So that's for a technical PM role.
Okay.
So you shouldn't feel that if you don't have experience in programming, then you couldn't be a good product manager.
Okay, that makes sense. So wait, are there different types of product managers? You just you just use the term technical PM. They're like, so there are technical PMs and non-technical PMs.
Yes, so there's the product manager role. There's also a technical product manager role. Oh, we okay. have a growth, there's a growth PM role as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Yes, which one are you?
Product manager.
Okay. Oh, so just there's product manager, there's growth product manager, there's technical product manager.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Also, that sounds good. So how did you even learn product management? Is this something that can be learned, or is it something you're born with? How did you learn product management? Yeah.
So, like I said earlier, when I was at Andela, that's when I realized that, you know, I wanted to move into product management. And at that time, I was building curriculum. I had built, I had developed courses on Agile, the Agile framework, on the Scrum methodology. So I already had very good knowledge of Agile as a framework for building software products.
Okay.
Right. So I also had friends who were product managers that I could walk up to, ask questions about the role. So that gave me a very good introduction to the role, to also help me understand what the role entails and if it's right for me. So now I'll advise anyone that wants to transition that that's the first thing you should do. You need to understand the role you want to move into before you make that move, right?
Okay.
So go online and read articles, watch videos about what product management is, about the skills required in product management. If you already have previous work experience, you need to look at the skills that you currently have and see if there is, if you can map them to the product management skills, so you know what skills you're transferring into the new role and what skills you need to start leveling up on. You also need to read up about the roles and responsibilities of a product manager, so you know what your day-to-day will look like.
Okay.
And ask lots of questions about product management. Speak with experienced DMs, ask them what they do, what their challenges are, what they like about the role, how they have grown in within the role, how they get support as a PM.
Okay.
And then you can now, when you get all that information and you realize what you want for yourself, then you make that decision. And then after you've made that decision, then the next is you need knowledge, right? Because for you to land your first job, you have to know what you're going to do. So that's where you're now looking for maybe an online course you need to take, or a school. So for me, I took one of the courses I took was a software product management course on Coursera. It gives a very basic introduction into product management for those that want to transition.
Okay.
Right?
So we can add that link to the description of this video. Right. It's something you can share, right? Okay. Yeah, go on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, you can. So it explains product management from a very foundational perspective, and it also includes the project management aspects, because it gives the operational parts of product management as well. It also explains that. So if you're very new to the tech industry, it's a very good course for you to start with. So I took that course, and then while I was taking that course, I reached out to one of my friends who's a software developer and asked him if, you know, there was any project he was working on that I could volunteer as a product manager, because I needed to practice what I was learning. So I joined the team, a very small team of some of my friends. We're building a software for schools to manage their day-to-day operations. So basically a school management software.
Okay.
And I joined the team as a product manager. And so what I had to do was, you know, continue taking the course and help with both the operational side of product management, and then defining the product, working with the team, checking that the product is being built the right way.
Yeah.
And looking back, I see, you know, so many things I was doing that I would do differently now. But I mean, at that time, that was what I knew. And it was a good platform for me to learn, you know, because when I make mistakes, because they are experienced software developers on the team, you know, they were also able to guide me on that project. So that was really good. So I would also recommend that if you can take up volunteer roles, you should do that as well.
So I was going to ask if there are like common mistakes that that product managers make. Like you're talking about the things you could have done differently.
So I'll give an example. One is prioritization. So one of the important things that you would be doing as a PM is prioritizing your features in a way that adds value to the customer, right? Because you want to make sure that at every time you're rolling out new features, you're adding value at that time. Value also includes time, right? If I need something and I don't get it at that time, then I get it later. Is it really valuable for me? You know? So yes, so you have to prioritize. And what I learned during that period was that prioritization is something you can do on your own as a product manager. You have to get the entire team involved. And if possible, you have to get collaborating teams involved. So if I was to prioritize tasks, the first thing I'll do is to create categories for my tasks, right? So which task is a bug fix, which is a small enhancement, which is a much larger enhancement, which one is a new feature, right? And then tasks that come in from customer support are usually bugs, or maybe customer is saying, I'd like to have this changed. That's like an enhancement, right? So as a team, you need to come together and define how you want to prioritize those tasks. If the bug comes in, do you, if you're working on a new feature, do you transfer all resources and focus on that bug, get it out of the way so that, you know, you are providing value for your customers? And is the customer support team aware of how you're prioritizing, so they know what to expect from you in terms of delivery? You know, and it's not one size fits all in product management. So what works for team A or company A is different from company B. So you have to find out what works for your team and go with that.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I think I'm already becoming like a 50% product manager by now.
Yeah, I will certify you once you're done.
Yeah, that would be great. You are going to talk about communities, like joining a community. Are there product management communities out there?
Yes, there are quite a number of them. It's good to look for one that and join the community, and because the value in that is you also want to be around other product managers who are more experienced in the field to ask questions along the way. Because when you're taking a course, right, you may have some questions you want to ask. I need someone. If you already have a mentor that's a PM, that's perfect.
Okay.
I mean, that's also advisable to have someone to mentor you. But if you don't, then leverage the community. I'm currently in the people in product community. I would say it's a very, very great community for product managers who want to transition, because you will meet other PMs who are also on the same journey with you. You will also meet other experienced PMs, and when you ask questions, there's always someone ready to answer your questions. And I mean, that's also very valuable.
Okay, awesome.
When I was transitioning, I wasn't at that time, I didn't know of any community, but I had a network of product managers that were like close to me, I could reach out to and ask questions. So I did not feel that gap wasn't there for me. But later on, you know, I realized that you need to also reach out to other product managers in the industry, you know, connect with them and learn from them as well.
Okay. Yeah. Can you recommend like specific communities that
there's people in products.
People community. In products, okay.
People in products, yeah. So that's the community I'm in. I'm also in the product school community.
Yeah. We can add these links to the description of this video, right? Okay.
Yes.
And where's the best place to meet other product managers? Is it like Twitter or LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or even TikTok?
I don't know about TikTok. I'm not active on TikTok, but I would say Twitter.
Okay.
And Twitter and LinkedIn, I think. There's a very strong community of PMs on Twitter. I'm also on Twitter.
Okay.
So yeah, Twitter and LinkedIn. Maybe okay. Facebook, but I haven't been active on Facebook in a while. So
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Now another thing that's very confusing is that we have product management, we have project management. So you mm-hmm. mentioned project management earlier too. What's the difference?
Okay, so in building a software product, there's the operational side of things that involves managing your resources, right? That includes okay. the time, includes the team, your budget, right? So that's where project management comes in, because now you're looking at the work to be done in terms of a project, right?
Okay.
Most product management roles would also include some aspects of project management. That if the team does not have someone dedicated to project management, it would expect that, you know, as a product manager, you'll be able to do things like facilitate meetings with okay. the team, right? To plan the tasks to work on, assign, estimate, review. You know, that's like an operational side.
Okay.
So you also expect that you would also do things like coordinate stakeholders as well. If you have yeah. to meet with stakeholders, if you have to schedule meetings, you also expect that you would manage the product backlog. But at some point, it begins to intersect with product management. So even okay. though it's kind of operational, you know,
yeah.
it's still, there's still that space where, you know, both of them intersect. So as a product manager, you will find yourself working on some project management activities, like
okay.
facilitating meetings,
yeah.
Updating the roadmap, working with engineering leadership to create a release plan.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, so that's the operational side of things.
Do you get to learn these things in a course, or is it something you learn on the job?
So you can learn. It's easier to learn with a course first before learning on the job, because okay. For you to when you have a platform where you yeah. can where you can practice what you've learned, it's easier for you, right? Because working is, you have the knowledge already, now you want to implement, but how do you implement if you don't have that knowledge? So okay. There are courses that you can take as a product manager if you need to level up on project management. And in the software industry, the most widely used framework for managing projects is Agile okay. framework. And within the Agile framework, there are quite a number of methodologies or processes that are used to manage projects the Agile way. And the most widely used Agile methodology is called Scrum. So okay. I would also advise that, if possible, level up on Scrum and Agile as a product manager. That way, if there's a job that does not have like someone to manage the projects,
yeah.
you can take up that responsibility. I'm a certified Scrum Master, and
okay.
I
what does
see
that mean?
How
what does being a certified Scrum Master mean?
So what that means is that I have studied the Scrum Guide. The Scrum Guide is the tool, an online tool that defines Scrum and shows you how you can work with Scrum to manage your projects in your team in a way that works for your team.
Okay.
So what that means is, I have studied Scrum and I've taken an exam that certifies me as a Scrum Master, so I can manage the software team using Scrum as a methodology. So I'm certified with Scrum.org. Scrum.org is one organization that also certifies people as Scrum Masters.
Okay, cool. There are different organizations that do that.
Yes, there's Scrum Alliance, and there's some other ones as well.
Okay, yeah. So what's the career, is the word career trajectory or career path for a product manager? Like, let's say for software development, we have like, you can be a junior developer, mm-hmm. senior developer, maybe there are also engineering managers, there are developer advocates and all that. Is there like, a career trajectory for, is there any upwards career trajectory for product managers?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's entry level role, which is called associate product manager.
Okay.
So what that role means, you are you maybe have no prior experience, and it's probably your first year in product management, or maybe you have less than a year experience. That I know that's like the very first level, and then we have the product manager as the next level, and then there's senior product manager, and then we have product director or director of products. You have VP of product, and then you have the chief product officer. Yeah, so that's what growth path looks like. But it depends on how the company is structured. So we have smaller organizations and we have much larger organizations. So not all companies would have a chief product officer or would have a director of products.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And as a product manager, this is something I should have asked earlier. What's your main goal for a product? Let's say you're a product manager for this particular product. What's like the main goal for that product?
So joining a new company, is that what you mean?
Yeah, a new company, a new product, yeah.
So if it's a new company, if it's like your first month as a product manager, I would say don't rush, just be calm and understand what's happening around you first in terms of your team. Understand the team you're in. Understand your processes, understand the company, understand the business. So joining a new company and maybe a new role for the first time can be very overwhelming. You know, you want to ensure you're adding value as fast as possible so they know that they made the right decision. But I mean, 1 month is still a very small amount of time for you to add any value if you don't even know where you are, right? So speak with your team. You have a product team, speak with maybe the person you're reporting to, speak with the UI UX designer, speak with the engineers, speak with the engineering manager. And the goal of these discussions is you want to find out what they do, how they work, how they would like to work, if there is any change they would like to see in the way things are run. You know, find out if they have what they think about the products. You know, if they have any recommendations they would like to make. What that does is it lets them know that you want to be a part of the team. You're not just coming to stand somewhere and say, "Oh, here's how things should be done," right?
Yeah.
You want to be part of the team, and that's a very good place to start.
Okay.
And then now, outside of the software team, speak with the marketing team. These are the units that you collaborate with closely within the business. As a PM, you can't work alone. You work with software team, marketing, you're working with sales, you're working with customer support, and then you have your business, the business leadership, right? So you have to speak with them, find out what their goals are for the year or for the quarter, find out how they would like to collaborate with the software team, what they expect from the software team. Each of these units have their different expectations. Customer support would like the software team to work on bugs, as fast as possible so that, you know, they can retain customers, acquire new customers. The marketing team would like the website to be top-notch because that's their tool, right? And
yeah.
Even if you have like 1 million tasks, they would always have tasks for the website. And the website is also part of the company's software tool, so you have to work with them on that. And then as from the product side of things, you also want to communicate what's being built, what's being released, so that marketing team can, you know, communicate that with clients. So at this point, you're thinking about how to build a pipeline that works for these teams, right?
Okay.
Talk with business leadership, find out what they expect from the software team, what are the goals of the business, what are the objectives, how does the software team's objectives map or fit or lead to the business goals? Because if not, you're just working in isolation and you're not adding value to the business.
Yeah.
Right. When you are in a place where all your stakeholders feel very comfortable with the vision for the product, they feel comfortable with your product goals and objectives, then that's like the very first step in being in a good place within the company. And it's a constant thing because it evolves. So every time there's a change, you're always communicating.
Yeah.
So back to your very first month, that's what you want to do. Just understand, reach out, communicate, and get to that place where right now you know what to do, right? And then you can now start defining your products. Like you mentioned, you have a new product, right? So the first thing is you want to start defining that product. And to define a product means you've done your research, right? You've talked to customers, or you analyze the database if it's an existing product, right? Or you've sent out surveys, whichever method you want to use to for your research.
Yeah.
Right, and you are now coming from a data-driven perspective, and you're saying, well, here are the needs of our customers. This is how we can meet those needs with the product. Then the next step is now you're working with your the design team to come up with the design that specifies those requirements that you have defined. What I do is because sometimes I work directly with the engineers, right? If it's just an enhancement, like, or if it's a new feature, right? Or if it's a new product, it means you're building like from scratch, from the design stage, right? So you can also create wireframes. So wireframes are like a smaller version of the design, or a smaller prototype of the design. So wireframes also help me as a PM to bring those thoughts to life, or to bring those requirements to life in a way that the designer can see and maybe give feedback and say, okay, let's do it this way, or understand what the user's journey should be. I can also show that wireframe to business leadership during a meeting and say, oh, here's how our customers will, here's what they would experience with this feature. That also helps them understand, you know, if this is what we want to do. So before you even start spending time on creating designs as a PM, you should have that skill handy. I use Whimsical as a tool to create wireframes. It's a very great tool. They have a lot of templates to create user journey maps. You can use Whimsical. That has helped me a lot with communicating with designers, with engineers sometimes, and also with business leadership. So when you have those wireframes ready, then you start working with your designers to bring, you know, to create a more higher fidelity of that prototype. And then next step is to move into development. So it looks like it's like stage one, stage two, stage three, but sometimes it can get complicated, right? So you can, while you're working on your design, you might have like your back-end tasks already being outlined, you're already building out the database, you know? So it means that as a PM, you also have to understand the life cycle in software development, understand the stages that a product goes through, and be able to coordinate all those stages.
Yeah. Well, that's a wealth of information. And yeah, and you have to be flexible enough to be able to do all of these things. Oh, really great, yes. Really great. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. I just received a full product management course right now. Okay. Now that I know product management is all about, I know what it takes to become a product manager and all that. What if I want to get a job? What's that gonna be like? What's the interview gonna be like? Because I've not been a product manager before. And like I don't have a BSc that says product management on it, so what are they going to be asking me for? What are they going to be expecting of me?
Okay, so the questions differ across like different companies, but I know one question that always comes up is the product management life cycle. Because I mean, if you don't understand the stages a product goes through, then how can you manage a product? So you need to understand the life cycle, understand the activities that go into each one. So from the product research to product planning, where you define the product, you move to design, development, testing, and then product launch. So you have to understand what goes into each of those stages. Another question that comes up is the frameworks that you use as a product manager, or what's the most difficult problem you solve for a customer? Because the very essence of product management is solving customers' problem in a way that adds value to the customer and to the business, right? So they want to know what your experience has been like in terms of solving problems. Maybe how you think about a problem, if there is any process you go through with that, what the experience was like, you know. And then, yeah, so questions like that are usually what comes up. But I would say the thing is, you need to have worked on the project, on the product as a PM before you can answer these questions. Because if you're taking just an online course, how do you answer a question that involves, you know, doing something? So you have to do something.
But how do you work? Since like that's the work we're trying to do right now, so.
Yeah,
how do you get the work in and
I understand perfectly.
Yeah,
getting a job as a first time product manager is very challenging, right? And I would say if you're looking for maybe first entry level PM jobs and you haven't seen any, look for volunteer jobs. There are websites that publish volunteer roles. It might be challenging because you wouldn't get paid. Maybe you would get just stipend for like the internet and your time, right? But if you can do that for maybe 3 months, just to be able to have the experience that you can talk about and share with a recruiter, that already takes you a step ahead of someone that does not have any experience at all. And you would feel more comfortable and confident taking interviews when you are already working on the product.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Is that easy to find too? Are there like processes to?
Is that easy? I haven't gotten one from like a published website, but I have a very close friend of mine that got a volunteer job from a website that. What they publish is volunteer roles, right? So I think it's possible.
Oh, is that similar to possible, like, yeah. Okay, are they
I
like
know
products?
It's possible because I mean, my friend has done that.
Yeah. Okay, it's great. Possible. Yeah. Are they like product management intern? Is that similar to internships? Are there product management internships like we have for other careers?
Yeah, they are product management interns, but I don't know of websites that publish internships. I think you would see them the same way you would see a PM job, right? On job boards, you would see an internship. Yeah. But for volunteer roles, there are like very specific sites that publish volunteer roles. Another thing you can do is, if you're already working in a tech company and you want to move to product management, you can job shadow a PM in your company.
Okay.
But you have to talk with your manager first, because you can't do that without your manager being involved. So if you're comfortable talking with your manager about your growth path and the fact that you want to move to product management, then you can job shadow a PM. What job shadowing means is you're like an intern to that PM. So you work with them on their day-to-day tasks. They give you some things to do, when I was at Andela, I job shadowed a PM as well for me to understand more about the PM role. So I helped out with some documentation, holding some testing events. We call it bug bash, test events, hosting that as well. That also helped me to understand what the role entails. And when you do that, it means you can also now go for an interview because you've worked on some PM activities.
Okay. Oh, cool, cool, cool. This has been really a lovely conversation. I've learned a lot myself. Now I know exactly what it means to be a product manager and what it entails.
I feel like you'll go and apply for a PM role after this call.
That's what I feel like too right now, because I feel like a PM right now. So yeah, I'm definitely coming to get my certificate from you. So that's it. Okay, like before we go, one last thing. You've already shared lots of advice in all your talks so far right now, but is there like a one sentence or maybe three sentences advice you give any aspiring product manager?
Okay, yes. I would say the first thing I would say is you have to take ownership of your growth as a product manager, because what I observed is that with product management, there isn't like one guide or one rule or one process that every PM across the world must follow. Like, you don't even have like one school that you go to and you say, oh, now I'm a certified product manager, right? There's so many out there. Everyone has their different processes, their different courses you can take and get certified, their different schools you can go to. So it can be confusing if you don't focus and just take it step by step. You might also feel lost if you don't take ownership of your growth. And what that means is, don't wait for anyone to basically tell you this is the next step for you to take now. You have to keep reading about what's happening out there, and always have a more experienced PM as a mentor that you can talk to, and person can also share their own experiences with you. You can also learn from the person's growth as well, because if you don't know how other people ahead of you are growing, how do you channel your own path for you to grow? And you don't want to be in one place and you're not growing, because the role can be overwhelming, right? You're working across multiple business units. It can be overwhelming, but you also owe it to yourself to grow within your role. So if you have a PM in your company that you report to, then have growth discussions with that person. How can I grow in my role? What's the next skill I need to pick up? How can I constantly keep adding value to the business? Is there a need for me to pick up a technical skill if it adds value to the business? Do I need to join customer support to take client calls if it would help me get closer to the customers? Do I have to listen to recordings from the sales team when they speak with potential clients, if that would help me to empathize more with our clients or with our customers? Right, so nobody will come tell you all these things if you don't reach out and ask questions. So you have to own your role as a product manager. I'm doing that as well. I have a friend, he's a senior product manager, and we have meetings once in 2 weeks where I have any challenge, I discuss that with him, and he shares solutions from his experience. He also tells me about how his own role is going as a senior PM, what his aspirations are, what his career growth looks like. And hearing all that also inspires me and gives me more context on how I want to own my own growth as well.
Oh, great, great, great. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's a good way. You've answered a lot of questions. I had like so many questions listed and you've covered all of them. So,
Okay.
Yeah, this has been lovely.
I'm glad you found this insightful.
Yep. Yeah, I'm very happy we did this. I think we should. This is a full product management course as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure that everyone is going to be happy watching this, every product manager and every aspiring product manager. And thank you so much for coming, Sharon. Is there anything you want to plug? Is there anything you're working on that you want us to check out?
So I have an open learning path on the Scrum methodology. So if you want to transition to a Scrum master role, there's an open learning path for you. It's in my pinned tweet. My Twitter handle is @Sharon_Ikechi. You can check that out. It gives like a very good introduction to Scrum as a framework. And if you're a PM as well that wants to level up on Scrum, you will find that course very valuable as well. So you can check that out. It's free. And then I have a paid course, but that's for those that want to get certified as Scrum masters.
Okay. Oh, cool.
So, but you have to take that foundational course first, and then to take the exam, I have another course that prepares you specifically for the exam.
Okay. Oh, great. Yeah, so we're going to leave the links to everything you just mentioned in the description of this video. And yeah, this has been lovely, Sharon. Thank you so much for coming. I'm happy we did this.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ebenezer. Bye.